Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm saying this even though the rushing totals on the year are not very good. It's because of what those guys have done in the passing game for the Steelers. They've scored a lot of touchdowns, clutch plays on third down, big red zone conversions. They each scored touchdowns last game. So that was my pick. Did you guys do the same thing?
I did. I actually just gave it straight away to Gainwell. I think he has been the better runner when he's gotten touches. He's averaging a half yard more per carry, I should say, than Warren in far fewer chances. This is one where it's like the feel, like the eye test. It feels like even though he's like averaging under 6 yards a reception, they've thrown him some no hope balls where he's facing the wrong way and he just gets plastered. I feel like he's made a lot of people miss in space, man. I feel like his plays have been very impactful too. When he makes a play, it just feels like it matters more. Lately, he's had 100 plus scrimmage yards in half of their last four games. He was over 100 yards from scrimmage against Chicago, had that big run. He had a big game against the Bengals where he scored he didn't score a touchdown on that, or he had the two receiving touchdowns, excuse me. And then I thought in the Baltimore game, that was a nifty little touchdown he scored there. I'm partly going based on expectations. He was brought in here to be a third down back.
But that's why we have most surprising player, Malzi.
Yeah, but I also think he has been in a lot of ways their MVP. I'm gonna plant the flag here and support Kenneth Gainwell on this.
Don?
I'm with Malzi. I went Gainwell straight away. I did not split the award because I would say, given the expectation, given the price tag, given the role we thought he would play, I mean, coming into the year, we thought this guy would basically be like RB3 and maybe used in pass down situations because the expectation was, well, Caleb Johnson's going to pass him up soon enough. He might even pass up Jalen Warren.
The insiders thought Caleb Johnson would be their number one back by this time.
And Kenneth Gainwell has been the best part of their offense, even when things get very ugly.
Hasn't he also made plays on special teams?
Yes.
I mean, so
he
that's
forced
the other
that fumble
thing.
Against the Jets the first game of the year.
The guy has, that is the definition of an MVP. Tomlin, he's a football player first, a running back second. He should say that about him.
Malzi, who is your defensive player of the year?
Wait, I thought we were going with offensive, but that's okay. Oh my God, this one's just as hard as MVP because I just don't feel like anybody's been consistently good all year. Oh, I mean it.
That's really what you're doing?
I got a pick for you.
Well, it's not your turn yet, Donnie.
I know.
So we'll get to you in a second.
I'm sighing heavily. I'm still ultimately going to go with Nick Herbig. He's a half sack behind Watt.
A guy who barely plays now.
I know. He's a half sack behind TJ Watt for the year, for the team lead. He's tied with TJ Watt with 3 forced fumbles. He hasn't defended as many passes. He has scored, of course, that fumble return touchdown. He's scored a touchdown this year.
He played less than Jabril Peppers and Cole Holcomb on Sunday.
I know. He's got that 41-yard interception return. I'm going with Nick Herbig, but I want to make it abundantly clear.
Okay.
This is a commentary on how few people have truly distinguished themselves, particularly relative to preseason expectations on this defense.
Donnie, your defensive player of the year for the Steelers?
Brandon Echols. Is That's my defensive hipster. Player of the year.
That's real hipster stuff, but I respect you for it.
I mean, you just said, given coming into the year, the expectations for a guy, we just got done talking about Gainwell in the same way. They made all these flashy moves, and they even made some in their secondary, and he has turned into one of their most consistent players, perhaps with somebody else who may appear on this list under the biggest surprise category. He leads the team in interceptions. He has 3 tackles for loss. He had a big sack early in the game the other day. Like, he's doing a little bit of everything, turning into a player in the slot that they thought they would lose when they had to move Jalen Ramsey back to safety.
So I know that there's a hesitancy here probably because he doesn't have any sacks this year. He only has 2. And obviously, part of his job description is to hold up and stop the run. And as a team, the Steelers haven't done that. I'm still going to go with Hayward. He has the most tackles of any defensive tackle in the entire NFL. Did you know that?
He leads
defensive tackles and tackles. Now,
I mean, it's right there in the position description, though.
Take it with a grain of salt. He is Pro Football Focus's highest graded defensive lineman in the entire NFL. I do not really put a lot of stock in that. He's also played more snaps than any defensive lineman in the NFL. How is that possible at his age?
I think it,
well,
it
the Steelers
to,
defense is out there about 38 yeah. minutes a game.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
And he's
Donnie.
Not coming off the field. Harmon's been hurt. That's probably, you know, even more increased like the load that they're asking him to bear. I will say this. I think a lot of our fans, I get why fans get mad about stuff like this when he does like say things that are a little tone deaf, like I got to feed my family and
then
everything
when
else like
went
that.
Ballistic against the Bills because of what Josh Allen did.
Yes, but I mean, I also think that fans typically want to like guys who still put in the max effort and play till the whistle.
Yeah,
I do think he is like, if you were going to show your kid who was a defensive lineman, like in, you know, 12 or 13 years old, like teaching tape. The way he does not quit on plays, I think, is admirable, particularly at his age. And he, say whatever you want about what happened this offseason, he clearly, like, cares deeply about trying to win and win playoff games and everything else. And I think he takes these losses when they happen, like, very personally. I respect that about the guy.
Donnie, who is your offensive player of the year for the Steelers through 3 quarters of
the
season?
Well, if you thought the last one was hipster, this one probably even more so.
I cannot wait for this.
Because I'm going with an offensive lineman. I'm going with Troy Fautanu as my offensive player of the year. Second season in, he is butting into one of the next great tackles in the game of football. I think the guy has been superb for them on the right end of that offensive line.
Donnie, can
line.
I admit something here? This is a shameful move by me. I wasn't going to pick Fautanu, but his name crossed my mind, and I have to offer a mea culpa. Granted, at the time, I didn't think he was playing that well. I think his play has upticked a lot. I definitely was trying to find negatives with his play to take the attention away from Broderick Jones early in the season. When people would rip Jones, when the barbers who make up Barber Football Focus would get on their high horse, I would try to point out that Fautanu didn't look like, you know, give me a great right tackle, Lane Johnson. Necessarily by comparison. He has looked very, very good by and large lately.
I still have some people that tell me he's not a very good run blocker, that he's done a great job in pass protection, but it's the run blocking where he still needs
to improve. I understand
that
the conventional wisdom would be you'd want your left tackle to be an elite pass blocker and your right tackle you'd hope would be a better run blocker, but honest to God, man, with a 42-year-old who's probably taking yep. osteobiflex before every game, I just want guys who can make him not disintegrate.
My offensive player of the year is Darnell Washington. For what he's done for their run game when it's worked, and it hasn't really worked that much this year, and what he's brought to them in the passing game as a do-it-all threat. One of my gauges for like why you would get this award for the Steelers is how many guys do they have where defensive coaches, when they're playing the Steelers, are game planning to stop the guy? I think Metcalf and Washington would be the two guys. And Metcalf, even though he's coming off a great game, I think has had long stretches of the season, like the five games prior where he did nothing. Washington, before he got concussed in the last game, there was usually a play or two from every game where he made a difference. That's why he was my pick. You, Malzi?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm actually picking Metcalf despite being acutely aware of how bad his last five were before this most recent one and how much the team struggled. Here's the case I'm making for him. The Steelers, in their 4-1 start, he caught touchdowns in three of the four wins. He also caught a touchdown in the loss to Seattle. He had 4 for 83 and no touchdowns against the Jets, which I still think is a pretty solid game. If your number one wide receiver was racking 83 yards, even if it wasn't on a ton of catches every game, you'd be largely, I think, pretty happy. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So in successive wins against the Patriots and Vikings, both of which were by one score, he caught a touchdown. In the Vikings game, he had that huge touchdown and a big game statistically. You catch touchdowns, I'm going to, especially in this, like, sometimes rudimentary and retrograde offense, I'm going to give you a little extra grace. He also, I thought, was obviously tone-setting and instrumental in what has been, to date, their biggest win of the season against the Ravens. So there's a theme here for me. I am gritting my teeth through virtually every one of these picks because the only category that's going to be easy is going to be the next one because we'll have a bevy to choose from, but I will go with DK for OPOY.
Really? I think the next one should be the one consensus. Biggest Steelers surprise? I think the biggest Steelers surprise on the season is James Pierre.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the other one we haven't gotten to yet, which should be
James Pierre went from a guy that I thought was borderline practice squad / gunner on special teams to being at times a shutdown corner and a guy that's taking the ball away like he did last Sunday. I want him on the field, and I trust him when he's out there, and I never thought in my wildest dreams I would say either one of those things.
I was going to say Eccles, but I'll co-sign that, actually. I do think it's been, and you know what? You know who loves the story?
If Tomlin.
There's such a thing as an anti-Tomlin player, like maybe Roman's in the doghouse. I don't know if there's ever been a more Mike Tomlin player than James Pierre.
Clean sweep, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody who I thought was kind of like in that Isaiah Loudermilk category of a player with nine lives. But maybe he's on number nine. He's taking advantage of it, if so.
All right, biggest disappointment, Mulsey.
I think there are actually a bunch you could pick from here. But I am going to say Jonnu Smith. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Not a lot. Evidently.
Somebody explain to me.
Not much.
Why you get
zero
in a trade
last week.
You pay him extra money. He has 30 catches for 190 yards and two touchdowns, which both happened basically 2 months ago and in the opener. The opener touchdown wasn't even a pass catch. It was a glorified handoff.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith, last five games. I'm just going to read these into the record. 10 targets. Actually, yeah, 10 targets. He has five catches for 31 yards in five games. Would you like to do the math on that, Pony? That is an average of one catch for 6 yards.
Jeez.
For a man who had almost 900 yards last year. I can't. I know there are other players you guys could and probably will pick. That is staggeringly bad.
Donnie, you, biggest disappointment?
So am I allowed to say Darius Slay or no? Because he's
yes,
no longer
you absolutely
on the roster.
Can. Or yes. you could flip it and say, I'm disappointed that Mike Tomlin actually tricked himself into thinking Darius Slay had anything left.
Because my thought, if it had to be somebody active, would have been with Chris and Jonnu Smith. But, I mean, Darius Slay, he's going to hold this baby until the season's over. Because that was that. I mean, he's going to end up being, I think, given the money they put into it from somebody truly coming from the outside market, that's going to be one of their worst signings in a while.
It's going to scare them into not doing it anymore. They're just going to say,
no, it's not.
No, I know. I'm being a little facetious.
All right. You guys aren't going to like mine.
Why?
I'm saying TJ Watt.
Why would I not? Wait a minute.
I wasn't just talking to you and Donnie. I was saying the audience of Steelers fans that are out there.
TJ Watt, man. I have a big take on that, on your opinion that the audience won't like it. I think the audience has more than 50-50 turned on him. Big time.
He's making over $40 million. The guy that he wanted to get paid more than is going to break the sack record this year. And his team is usually trailing in the game, so he has less and less of an opportunity. Yeah, that's my pick. TJ Watt, biggest disappointment.
Here's the problem for me. I'm not as disappointed because I foresaw it. I thought this was going to start going in this direction, and I don't see any signs
he's
going to turn it around. I will give him this. It's been a disappointing year. He's not been as advertised at all. At least a couple of the plays he has made have been of the game-turning variety, which helps a little bit, but it doesn't help much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, a person you love from where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Hawk Report with our Steelers insider Jeff Hathorn is next, but first a headline. Dean, time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. Let's go to the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time for the Hawk Report. With our Steelers insider, 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn, affectionately known as Hawk, and sponsored by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 0.5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. All right, Jeff, Michigan is in the news. I'm sure you're aware of that. Let's talk about another Michigan man, Roman Wilson. There seems to be some thought out there that he's played his last game with the Steelers this season, and maybe he's played his last game for the Steelers, period. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far yet. I mean, injuries could happen that could put him right back in the mix. I think he's – and right now he's only one injury away from getting back in there. I mean, there's obviously some things he needs to improve. You know, he kind of thought he was turning a corner – and you know, you bring in a guy off the practice squad, and then you sign a 35-year-old who admits this is his last season. because you think it's a better option. So there's obviously things he needs to improve, and I don't think they're willing to just throw him away at this point. I think they kind of hoped last year for some wake-up calls, and I think this year maybe not that they did this specifically for Roman, but I think what they're hoping is that a fringe benefit would be that he would take something a little bit differently than he has.
Whose doghouse is he more in, Mike Tomlin's or Aaron Rodgers'?
I mean, Rodgers publicly will say nothing but really good things. And you notice when he always says it, it's about his potential. Not about where he's at, but about his potential. And I think he's trying to light a fire under him or get him going in the right direction. So I would say it's more Aaron's right now, which makes it Mike's decision to put guys in there that Adam Thielen, MVS, that Aaron is comfortable with.
What happened, though, from the optimism in the preseason and before the year? What changed during the season with him, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a couple times visually, most notably that route in the end zone where he ran it a little too shallow, where Rodgers, you know, kind of didn't lose his mind, but pointed out very obviously to everybody that, you know, he ran that route too shallow. I think there are things like that that have annoyed the quarterback and have led them to look for other options. And, I mean, the athleticism is there. You see it at times. We've seen it in games. You know, the touchdown didn't come at a game-changing moment, but he has made some athletic plays that get you excited about it. It's just not consistent enough. And I think that is what has been missing. And if you look at the underlier about how much better it was at practice with those receivers in there, I mean, it's telling you there's something missing. And the one constant in that situation is Roman Wilson.
I mean, is this a situation where people just think he kind of doesn't have the want to be great? Like, is it a focus thing? We always heard about Broderick Jones, like, before he got hurt this year. Guys really like him. Infectious, like, presence. Needs to work on being a little bit more of a pro, but there was never like this idea of Broderick Jones doesn't want to be good. So what's the deal with Wilson on that front?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a guy where you see like joking around or dancing or doing anything where it's you know, where it's obvious like, hey, he's not paying attention or he's not doing what he needs to. And if you watch him in drills, it seems like most of the time that he's doing the drills to an optimum level and that he's doing them the way that you should. And there's not, if you'd watch them, you wouldn't notice him any differently than anybody else, as if he were falling behind. But there's just something missing when they go into game planning. And there are times, listen, guys, in practice that we don't see when they're doing specific game planning stuff that he may not be doing what is required of him in moments where we're not allowed to watch.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball. Do you think the Steelers, week one, starting quarterback in 2026 is on their roster right now?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Because this great quarterback draft has turned out to be anything but. Man, that's tough. If Rodgers finishes strong and he's healthy, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he could be your quarterback, but I'll say no, that the next quarterback is not on the roster right now.
Ooh.
Jeff, I'll streamline something Andrew and I just did for your purposes. Since we all talk about MVP, this and that, give me your biggest Steelers surprise to this point in the season and your biggest Steelers disappointment to this point in the season.
You know what? Overall, not knowing what they were going to get in him and coming off his best yardage game, probably Aaron is my biggest surprise. I just didn't know what to expect, but from the intangibles, all the things that we've discussed over the last couple of months, I would say it'd be him. Disappointment? I'll say disappointment overall is not more production from the tight ends. You thought going in, man, look at the strength they have at tight ends. Why are they not getting more production from them?
You're excluding Washington from that group. You're talking about Freiermuth and Smith.
Yeah. And, and I don't think it's a specific thing. I just look at the talent in that group and, like, how are they not figuring out ways to use them more often in the offense?
Hey, Jeff, I'm gonna say something too. We've mentioned this guy briefly on the show, but he doesn't relative to where he was picked this year and how little he's done, and by little I mean literally almost nothing. How disappointing is Caleb Johnson? How high up is he on that?
Ooh, that's
list?
A good call, Malte.
Because, like, that's a third-round pick, and I know that their running backs have been decent if you take Gainwell and Warren as, like, a collective. Their entire stat line is not bad, actually. This dude was supposed to be different than Najee Harris, a whoosh at camp. When he runs, there's a burst and a breeze. He's done nothing. Nothing. He doesn't even have 100 yards from scrimmage this year.
Yeah, that is a good one. It's harder for me with rookies as I look at them, say, compared to the tight ends who all have NFL pedigrees except really for Washington. But I understand your point. They are trying to weave him in, but I think the fact that Gainwell has been better than most people thought he would be or more productive than most thought he would be, and Jalen Warren has had moments where he's done well, I don't know that there have been a ton of opportunities, or that, Chris, probably to your point, he hasn't earned more opportunities to get out there.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to ask you two more quarterback questions here. Do you think the Steelers would be willing, given their history, to trade multiple first-round picks? So we're talking their pick and then maybe one or two in the future to move up into the top three in next April's draft for a quarterback. Does that strike you as something that would actually be on the table for them, yes or no?
No. Moving up, using those picks as collateral, yes. If a quarterback they love would fall down, but to get up to trade multiple first-rounders to get up there for Mendoza or Dante Moore,
okay,
I would be stunned if that happened.
And then the next one is on your guy, Will Howard. Do you think that they realistically view him as a backup quarterback? Or do you think there are actually people in that organization who are like, maybe we actually do have a diamond in the rough in the sixth round who has a chance to be a starting quarterback?
I think before people in the organization would feel that, they at least need to see him in preseason games. Just seeing him in practice, I don't think is enough to know what you have. So point being, I don't know that they would go into next year saying, we could just go with Will Howard as a starting quarterback. I think there's more that he would have to prove to get in that type of realm.
That was the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys.
That's right. We are Pony and Muller, not real attorneys, but Western PA injury super lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKGR. It is time for Judge Donnie. Check out Donnie Friday with Starkey at Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bring non-perishable food items to be donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and say hi to the guys. If you can't make it, you can still support by going to pittsburghfoodbank.org/need or text need to 50155. Details at 937thefan.com. There's also a rumor going around that Matt Clement is going to be there with them on Friday because Matt is
a card guy,
a gigantic card and sports memorabilia collector. All right, Donnie, what's on the docket?
All right, boys, today's case. Will Philip Rivers play well with the Indianapolis Colts? We don't really have the definition of what well is, but
well, that's
we'll
up
go
to you,
for it,
Your
boys.
Honor. All right, ready, Malzie? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn.
Finally remember to throw scissors. Your Honor, today I intend to make the case that Philip Rivers will play well with the Indianapolis Colts, despite well being an incredibly vague sort of term. Your Honor, I don't think that football after 40 is for everybody. As a matter of fact, if you merely search which players at quarterback have had at least a 3 passing touchdown game after the age of 44, which Philip Rivers just turned, the list has one name on it. Thomas, Edward, Patrick, I don't even know if he's got other middle names, Brady. This is uncharted territory for everybody but the greatest of all time. Having said that, Philip Rivers is a Hall of Fame semifinalist, so we're not dealing with some slouch here. We're not dealing with a Steve DeBerg or a Dave Craig. We're dealing with a guy that really for the majority of his career was one of the best in the business at the quarterback position. He merely never won a Super Bowl. Philip Rivers has a chance to succeed for multiple reasons. The schedule could be better, but it's not completely overwhelming either for Philip Rivers as far as the teams he's going to face. He's also somebody who I suspect has been, as Mike Florio posited to us, getting his arm looser and looser ever since Anthony Richardson went down with an injury and the Colts became very thin behind Daniel Jones. So I do think he's revved up a little bit. He has familiarity with Shane Steichen dating back to their time with the Chargers, so he'll speak the language of Steichen's offense and probably remember a good bit of it. He's also been around football. He's been coaching youth or maybe high school football, whatever it is. It hasn't been like he's let his brain go to rot when it comes to ball. Plus, Philip Rivers, he's slow, but guess what? He's always been slow. It's always been about knowing where to get the ball and when to get it there. I don't think that just goes away for a guy once they're done playing. I think some of the old habits do, in fact, die hard. Then this is perhaps the best thing he's got going for him. A very good offensive line, and I think the best running back still in the NFL. He'll be able to lean on a team that doesn't need him to be great, Your Honor. They just need him to be solid. And I think at 44, Philip Rivers can still be solid.
Andrew.
Your Honor, thanks for the proceedings again today and presiding over everything. Look, Counselor Mueller, as he often does, unfortunately undermined his own argument as soon as he opened his mouth and started presenting a case for why Philip Rivers will play well. He said it. Only one quarterback at 44 years old has played well, which was the debate or case in question. That man was Tom Brady. So if Counselor Mueller believes that Philip Rivers is equally capable or equally skilled or in any way comparable to Tom Brady, if that's the hill he's willing to argue on and die on, so be it. I will not do that. Do I believe that Phillip Rivers has close to Hall of Fame credentials? Yes, but the question in today's courtroom was not to break down Rivers' career. It was to gauge how we believe he'll perform in Indianapolis. There's a reason why I can go through the names of Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana, John Elway, Dan Marino, our friend Ben Roethlisberger, even our old friend Terry Bradshaw. There's a reason why none of those guys played at 44 years old, because the body breaks down. The last time we saw Phillip Rivers was 5 years ago in 2020. Guess what? He wasn't bad then. That's also 5 years ago and a lot of time for rust to set in. Maybe, and I'm going to underline maybe here, Your Honor, if Phillip Rivers had training camp and an entire preseason to lather up those old bones and get himself ready for a season, maybe then he would be prepared at 44 to go out there. But to go from on the couch with 10 kids and play Seattle and Houston and San Francisco and Jacksonville the next 4 weeks? No, I don't think a good quarterback would play well against those teams, Your Honor.
Chris.
Your Honor, since we last saw Phillip Rivers, I'm just going to guess that he's had at least two more children, so he knows about being in a tough situation and having to dig deep and be at his best when he doesn't otherwise feel like being at his best. That's what he's going to face with the Colts, but he's got a line that can protect him and a running game that he can lean on, which can put him in more favorable situations, like, I don't know, some good play-action looks. Plus, I don't really think the arm has gone anywhere with Rivers. It's a goofy shot put motion, but he has always been able to get the ball from point A to point B with alacrity, you might say. He's one of the better pure throwers, even though it looked goofy, of the last 20-plus years. I will also say this about the five-year layoff. Yes, he wasn't playing NFL football. You know what he also wasn't doing? Taking hits from NFL players. I don't think it's heresy. I don't think it's farce to suggest that his body might actually be somewhat fresher for the time off. They're not asking him to run a 40. They're asking him to throw the ball, and he can still do that.
Andrew.
Your Honor, I know you are a knower of ball and a man that studies football. Even if Phillip Rivers was in his prime and not coming off of 5 years of rest and wasn't one of the oldest quarterbacks of all time, he would still have a high mountain to climb to play well because of who's left on the Colts schedule. They have to play Seattle Sunday. The Seahawks are second in the NFL in scoring defense. They have to play Houston, Your Honor. Did you see what Houston just did to Patrick Mahomes? He was 14 of 33, no touchdowns and three interceptions. They're second in the league in sacks. They're second in takeaways. They play San Francisco, a top 10 defense. They play Jacksonville, who's third in takeaways. Even if it was a quarterback running hot right now, I would not predict him to, quote, play well in those games. And that is the challenge ahead for a man that is being asked to do something that literally no man has ever done, Your Honor.
Boys, in the case of Phillip Rivers, with the Indianapolis Colts at 44 years young, I do not think he will play well over these next 4 weeks.
What was the most compelling argument, Your Honor?
I hate to say it, Malzy, because I want to see the guy do it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I hate to say it, Malzy, but you submarined your own argument by trying to bring up Brady as a way to actually lead into Rivers' positivity.
I mean, I do want to see the guy. I mean, I think the guy actually playing well would be awesome. It would be a great story, and we know how Ron Cook always roots for the stories. I mean, I think once you lay out the teams he has to play, more than anything, even more than the age, even more than the time off, I mean, he is facing
a gauntlet.
Two of the best defenses in football right out of the gate, and then not really bad ones in the other two games. I mean, the Texans terrorize anybody.
Yep. Thank you, Your Honor. I thought Malzy might win with the sentimental.
I just
point.
Also thought like it was too easy to pick scissors and then be like, obviously this 44-year-old who's probably put on 40 pounds since he last played football is probably going to struggle. I wanted to actually challenge myself here in your court, Your Honor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.